set of reconvene. And we are looking at item 8A, committee assignments.
Yes, this is our annual that we bring forward every year for the board to discuss any changes, any additions to your board committees. I do have a question regarding the Sierra Conservancy that Supervisor Valenzuela has served on. I did include the map in the packet. It's in Questus there as well, if he was still going to be considered county rep for that.
Well, if anyone else wants to do it, it's...
No, I mean, I'm good with it.
Yeah, there's a...
Pretty much
okay.
Your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
And I believe I did get like RCRC, Golden State Finance, Golden State Connect. I got those on there because that took place right at the end of 25.
Yep.
Then I have a request. I'll still serve, but Supervisor Irvin wants to be the designee for the Criminal Justice Partnership.
Which one is it?
Criminal Justice Partners. I'm the alternate, he's the designated, and we'll switch that.
We can just switch them.
Okay, so let me find it here, hang on. Criminal Justice, you said?
Yeah.
Yes.
Aha, there it is. And then helped as alternate?
Yep.
Okay.
I do have a question. Supervisor Haupt and Supervisor, I believe, Cobb are on the Fire Chief Steering Committee as county representatives.
Yeah.
Bossy?
What's your question?
Yeah.
What is that?
Years ago, they used to have a steering committee, but I don't think that's been active in years.
No.
Okay.
Last time we were active, we were dealing with
the CSA part of North County, or
the agreement with Hornbrook.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Amador.
Amador.
Thank you. Yeah.
Because okay.
But other than that, I have nothing. That's something we've engaged recently.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
I would like. To step down from First Five, and I would offer up Supervisor Harris, since he has a young family, it would be a good fit for him. So if he's willing, and the board's willing to put him there, I'm willing to step down.
I would accept that.
Okay. From Cobb-Sef to Harris, okay? That popped up that I had any questions on, so.
Okay.
If there's no other changes, ready?
Yeah.
For a motion?
Do we need one?
Yeah, don't we?
We do, yes.
Okay.
Move to approve with the amended.
As discussed and amended.
Yeah.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Obrin?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobb-Sef?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe?
Aye. Item 8B, local emergency related to the proliferation of illegal cannabis cultivation in the county.
Move
status.
To extend if there's nothing right changing, right? Okay.
Yep. Second.
A motion and a second, Wendy.
And that was to extend. Alrighty. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Okren?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobb-Sef?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Howell?
Aye. All right, I'll recess the County Board of Supervisors and convene the Flood Control and Water Conservation District, item 9A, public comment. I see none in-house, any online?
Showing none online.
Minute approval, 9B.
I have no changes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Thank you. Director Valenzuela.
Okay.
Director Okren.
Aye.
Director Cobb-Sef.
Aye.
Director Harris.
Aye.
And Director Howe.
Aye. adjourn the flood control water conservation district, reconvene the Siskiyou County Supervisors, back to appointments, county clerk.
Okay, this is one that we do. It has to do with the Partnership Health Plan of California Board of Commissioners. This would be for a 4-year term ending January 16th of 2030. The clerk's office did the posting as we normally do. Excuse me. And at the time the worksheet was created, the clerk's office received a letter of interest in reappointment from incumbent Jonathan Andrus, and also a letter of interest from Director of Public Health Shelley Davis. We only have the one position, and they both seem qualified as part of the medical community.
I would motion to appoint Shelley Davis.
Second.
Discussion, please. So I think this is the first time, I don't even recall this coming up before. Mm-hmm. Ms. Davis, have you applied for this before?
No, I've not applied before.
Could you tell me what entails with this?
So, my
we want the world.
And the reason I ask, we just had an issue with Partnership Health with reimbursement. They were not taking patients. I don't know if you guys were familiar with that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Dignity Health person on there reached out to me and kept me apprised of what was going on. Did not hear from the status on that subject, so maybe you can fill me in what the job entails.
Shelley Davis, Director of Public Health and Correctional Health Services for the county. I don't know. I've heard about that and how they were in negotiation with their contract, the Partnership Health Plan. That was a few months back, last year, correct? Is that what you're referring to, or something recent?
It was their contract. They were not taking the patients, our constituents who could not go and get services.
Yes, because of the contract did not go, they weren't in agreement on the contract until it was in agreement. So I am aware of that. I was not on the board at that time, obviously. It's my understanding is I feel I would be suitable for this because of my relationship with Partnership Health Plan already, mm-hmm. and working with the community in regarding the health and wellness of our community. I already have that established relationship with them.
Deal with them already?
Yes.
Okay.
We deal with them through Calane, okay. Specifically. The MOUs with all public health departments, also CCS. So we work very closely with Partnership Health Plan on MOUs with them.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Call for the vote.
Are we ready for the vote?
Yep.
All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe?
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 10B, back to the county clerk. Most of these are mine.
The last board meeting, we do have a couple of cemetery districts, that still had vacancies continued. Let's see, one of them was Aetna Cemetery has one vacant position. I have not heard from anybody there, but I did hear from Robin Nelly Olson for Happy Camp Cemetery, and also from the cemetery district directly that Kathy Tolent is interested in appointment. If we could make those two today and continue Aetna, I will try to get a hold of them. See about getting that person taken care of.
Okay, on the back of the agenda sheet, there's
my notice of vacancy.
Yeah, and it says interested.
Oh, that extra page, that was from the meeting of the 7th.
Okay.
And a lot of those people were already appointed.
Okay.
These are some that I did not hear from, and we continued those vacancies back in on the 7th.
I'm going to reappoint the names you read.
Those two, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Second?
I need a second.
Second.
Oh, thank you. All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Ogre.
Aye.
Supervisor Copsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. Item 11A, minute approval.
And I've heard no corrections for this one either.
Move to approve.
Second.
All right. Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Ogrin.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
And Supervisor Hill.
Aye. And before we go to closed, I'm going to go to support and staff reports.
Angela Davis, County Administrator. First of all, I'd like to give a huge slow hand clap to Joanne Johnson as she just entered the chambers. Being notified this morning of creating a proclamation is no small feat, and obviously she did. So I just wanted to extend my appreciation for her, and I believe Supervisor Haupt will give a little bit more detail on that. But also I wanted to announce and let the public know, if they don't know already, that the governor set a special election for the Congressional District 1 on August 4th, 2026.
Thank you.
And the primary is in June, I think, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Yahoo. Yeah,
Or is that force down this
one? No, no, pass.
Had a COC meeting and chaired that meeting on the 7th. I had two North Coast Resource Partnership ad hoc committee meetings on the 8th. One was for the Resilience Committee, the other was for the GPRC committee. I had C2C4S, Cradle to Careers for Siskiyou, retreat, annual retreat on January 9th. Another NCRP ad hoc committee meeting also on the 9th. Fire chiefs meeting on the 10th. Solid Waste JPA quarterly meeting on the 15th. All that good?
Sure.
Attended the RCRC last month. Also the RCRC Predatory Species Management Committee, which I'm the vice chair on that. We provided policy recommendations to RCRC that hopefully will be approved this Wednesday at the RCRC this week. Attended the Tri-County's three full board meetings that we had, as well as the single meetings that we have internally. Met with the City of Weed and EDC on the closure of the Roseburg plant. Met with Supervisor Haupt, Nadine Bailey, and Carolyn Knapper, and Joanne Johnson on the wildfire mitigation project. Attended the LTC meeting and also a monthly meeting with Cal Fish and Wildlife.
I'll pass.
Okay. For me, thank you, Joanne. came to my attention on Saturday when Supervisor Harris jogged me out of my super on Saturday that we did not have a proclamation recognizing Doug Lamont's work as our congressional representative. Doug has always been there for the county. He's always been on tax away, actually. Shows up anytime that I've requested him be here, and others as well. I tell people I'm gonna miss his 4 a.m. text. I mean, he's about to go on the floor of Congress and dealing with something in forestry or fire and say, hey, I need some talking points, you know. I've enjoyed a personal relationship with him since 2010, when he was a state senator and did a lot of policy work with him over the years. Truly missed and felt like a giant hole in my heart for him. So being in that shock, I neglected to do a proclamation. I didn't bother you on Saturday, but I sure bothered our CAO. So Doug's memorial service is this Saturday, for those who didn't know, at the Civil Dollar Fairgrounds in Chico, and I'll be attending. I'm going to ask if the board sign this proclamation today, and then we'll ratify it at the next meeting. The way this works is there will be a copy of it placed into a memory book for the family. The family's putting together a memory book for all the family members of all of the condolences and all the memorialization and so forth. We will deliver the physical framed copy to Jill, his wife, and his kids. So they asked that we do that. Joanne's prepared that. And thank you very much for getting that done in short order. I'm sure it's great. I haven't read it yet, but I'm sure it's
through the chair, I just want to be sure that we recognize Congressman LaMoffa started out as our assembly member as well, and moved. So as long as we've got that coming through, I'm good with that.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Any other comments? With that, we'll go to close.